Music Made You. Stories of the importance of music in our lives.
I'm Pixie E. Curry. I'm the host and producer of the audio series A Pixie from Kilmarnock, which you can hear by visiting my website, apixiefromkilmarnock.com. During my early growing up years in the segregated Northern Neck, the grown-ups would have house parties. And generally, what would happen at those parties were games of pinochle or the game of rook and dance parties. And I can remember with my older brother and my younger sister peeping through the doors and smelling the perfumes of the ladies and the men with their Old Spice and Aqua Velva. And the women, they wore these dresses that had these cane slips, which made the dresses sort of look like balloons because they would be all nice and puffy. And they would have these stockings with the seams coming down the middle of their leg. And it was very important, because that was one of my jobs, was to make sure that the seams were straight on the back of your legs. And they would wear these really high heel shoes with the little pointed toes. I, for the longest time, try to figure out how in the world can the women put their feet in these shoes. I mean, they look like weapons more so than comfortable footwear, but oh God, they were gorgeous. The women were just gorgeous.
Hey, you!
And in the middle of the laughter and the eating and the drinking was the music. Jackie Wilson's Workout was a house party favorite because it was used for line dancing. Even a non-dancer could follow Mr. Wilson's instructions.
Put your hands on your hip, let your backbone slip and work out.
And I can remember when my parents weren't there, we would play some of those 78s. And two songs that I remember that was important to me was Ruth Brown, Mama, He Treats Your Daughter Mean. And we would laugh at the stories because the one line that really sticks in my mind was Ms. Brown singing, "Mama, he can't be trusted. Makes me so disgusted." And we would put the emphasis on disgusted. Oh, we would just laugh because we were trying to figure out, if you didn't want to be with him, I mean, why are you with him?
Mama, he takes my money. Makes me call him honey. Mama, he can't be trusted.
The other song was Greyhound by Amos Milburn and the Aladdin Chicken Shackers. I remember there was this horn part that would go dun 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 dun. Greyhound, Greyhound.
Greyhound, Greyhound. Baby home. Greyhound, Greyhound. Bring my baby home. I didn't mind leaving, but she stayed so doggone long.
Oh, it was just wonderful, but I think those songs resonated with me or made me remember them because it was my first experience or maybe just trying to understand the relationships between men and women. It seemed like the women were making do or putting up with the bad behavior of men. Although with Greyhound, she had left and was coming back. So it was kind of mixed up in my head, but I just remember that we would just laugh at the confusion between men and women.
To Kansas City on a long car freight road to California to the Golden Gate.
And the other part about the large 78s is that we also discovered you could use them like frisbee, although we didn't know it was frisbee, but you could sail them through the air, and we thought that was funny. Of course, we broke our parents' records, and it's a wonder that I'm still alive to even talk about that, because records were precious. My uncle, he operated a barber shop that had a jukebox, and that's when I first heard The In Crowd by the Ramsey Lewis Trio. No vocals, no bemoaning of a bad relationship, just pure joy and rhythm. And between Mr. Lewis, Mr. Wes Montgomery, and Mr. Sergio Mendez and Brazil 66, that launched the beginning of my love for jazz and bossa nova. Living in segregated Northern Neck, the music was separated, just like the people, meaning that there was the black radio that played R&B, and if you were lucky, you know, you could pick up the New York station, WABC, where you could hear Cousin Brucey, that played rock and roll. So we was sort of living between two worlds, you know, the blacks only listened to black music and the whites only listened to white music. But that did not happen in our household because we did listen to WRAP in the morning and then WABC at nighttime. So we were mingling before we even realized we were mingling. One of the artists that really stuck with me was Cat Stevens and his Wide World from the album Tea with the Tillerman. He was able to articulate into music what I was feeling, which was living in a rural community that wasn't fulfilling my needs, not knowing what my future was going to be and how I was going to escape the box that I was suffocating in. And also on that album was the song Father and Son, Hard-Headed Woman. These are just songs that helped me to feel that someone understood my soul and that he was able to sing these songs, and I knew that I wasn't alone. Joan Armatrading's Love and Affection from the album of the same name it was something about her voice. It was a haunting tone to her voice. And it was a lush orchestration that helped me to reassess my definition about the strength of being a woman and about making choices and demanding your wants and needs and making them be recognized.
Once more with the feeling, give me love, give me love, give me love. Love.
And the same can be said of Rufus featuring Chaka Khan's Rags to Rufus with one particular song, Smoking Room.
Ain't saying I'm right, ain't saying I'm wrong, ain't saying there's any such a thing as short or long. It seems you've been here many times before. It's too beautiful but true.
That voice of, I'm unsure, but I know that I'm not going to let you get over on me.
I used to be locked in a closet, and I couldn't find the key.
Some of my other favorite music would be from Curtis Mayfield, because for the civil rights movement, his songs were the bugle call for change.
If you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers?
Another of my favorites is Stevie Wonder.
But we are sick and tired of hearing this song, telling all you change right from wrong. Cause if you really want to hear our views, you haven't done nothing.
Anything by Sade and Supertramp's Breakfast in America with the single Goodbye Stranger with that guitar solo. And I like anything with war, especially when Lee Ossakar was a member. Love Pat Metheny. All of these artists helped me to navigate the uncertain direction of what kind of person I wanted to be. The album Jesus Christ Superstar was a revelation. It told me that it was okay to use the stories from the Bible to illustrate comedy, irony, horror, and faith with a rockin' soundtrack. I like Bonnie Raitt. Again, that perspective of relationships where you get to make choices and expect respect for the choices made. But I think my all-time favorite will be Steely Dan's Aja and the single Deacon Blues. There are no words other than They got a name for the winners of the world. I want a name when I lose. Yeah, that says a lot to me. So those are the songs, artists, albums of music, some of the music that I think helped make me what I am today. Whatever that is, and it's ongoing, and there's always more music out there that I am just discovering, but it still helps to shape and make me.
Music Made You. Stories of the importance of music in our lives.